Hi guys, welcome to another Thursday with Vintage and Vintage Heart. Still in the series Loving the Streets of Lagos, as I always say, please try listening to at least one of the previous episodes so you catch into what all of this is about. Okay, now today, going with the trend, the crisis, the havoc, the distress that has hit my country in Nigeria, I have decided to title this episode The Bloodshed. I live in a country where we do more than we know. I mean, literally, we do lots of stuff and know very little. Many Nigerians are confused. Some are careless and others are just illiterate. But what do we have in common? I'll tell you. We are all victims. A chessboard of some sort where faceless players move us around to suit themselves. It's bitter to say, but we live under the leadership of truly heartless people. It's like these guys don't feel anything. People who take action and you begin to question their humanity. I clamor for love and kindness, calmness and sympathy, but after years and years of being in this same space, moving at this same pace, it seems impossible. There are several degrees of inhumanity, and the local man at the very lowest level suffers all. I've realized that the world is so vast that a part of it, a small part of the world, could be on fire, right? And every other part could be living their lives just fine, going about their businesses, no worries. Yeah. These first few days has taught me that we live in separate worlds. We call it Earth and all of that, one world, and the fact is that we are so divided. I mean, we literally couldn't be more divided than we are right now. Even in the small space of a country, of a nation, there is such division that we are not one. There is no unity. There is no understanding. There is no love for the very next person standing to you. If that person drops dead and dies right now, you literally couldn't care less. And these are the people that we want to secure a better future for. These are the people who want to live in peace and unity with. When you are in a space with tens and thousands of people, they don't care what happens to you in the next second, and then you believe that you're on the same course of what, of progress, of what, love? It's not possible. I said this in one of my previous episodes, that love is a personal journey first before you spread it or give it to any other person. You have to love yourself. You have to have love in your heart. You cannot give what you don't have. There is such little love in our hearts and on the streets that it's literally impossible to spread it out to a whole nation. We don't have it, so how are we going to give it? We are, by the second, by the minute, losing brothers and sisters, the so-called futures of tomorrow. There is literally war happening, and some people are, you know, they're okay with it. It's business as usual. It's sad to see all of this happening. You could be watching it from the news, you could be reading about it, and you're not feeling the impact. You know, you never actually feel the heat of fire until you're close to it, or you're right next to it, right? But I tell you, there are people that have already been burnt, and more will be burnt. But there is a simple solution, and that is you having the care in your heart to do something, because there are tens of thousands of people that are in a position to do something differently to impact and bring peace, but nobody cares. Now, what exactly are we living for if there is no love, not enough love to keep us alive? What is the point? Ask me a million times and I'll tell it to you, same every single time. I believe that love is the answer. Yes, I believe that love is the solution. I believe that love is that one little trick that can go a long way to making that change that we have so much need for. I see a lot of people going about their daily activities and, you know, chasing this bag and money with such little care for life. We are so careless with this precious gift that we've been given. It's a one-time thing. Yeah, I know we all know that we only live once and we die once, right? But we don't act like we know it. Personally, I live with a consciousness that it could all end in a second, right? I was told this at a very, very young age, and it has stuck with me all my life. So I was told that for every single second and minute of the day, people are dying and people are being born. Now, I don't know what that says to you, but right from the very second I heard it, it has made me extremely conscious of what I'm doing with every single passing second. To know that when you're crying, someone is laughing. When you're laughing, someone is crying. When a child is being born, someone is dying. Life is precious. That is the first thing we owe to each other, to preserve life. Now, how do you aim to do that when you don't care about that person enough? We are nonchalant with the precious gift of life that we have. We simply don't care. And when I say that love is the solution, I simply believe that showing a little bit of kindness, lending out a hand, and just going a little bit out of your way to make room to accommodate another person's emotion and well-being, it can go a long way to just attain that very big thing that we think is unattainable. That peace, that state of unity, of calmness, and hope that we so much need, because every single second people are being lost. Lives, the hope that we so much want to hold on to is dropping. And we are sitting and we are watching and doing nothing. You see that lack of care in your heart? Believe me when I tell you that it is not absent in the heart of our leaders. They're human beings too, at least I want to hope that they are. Right? That you don't care about your neighbor. You don't care about, you know, that person that you're seeing on social media. Those countless videos that you're watching of people being killed and tortured and made to go through very horrific things and pains. That you don't feel for those people. Can you now imagine those ones that we've put in power and office? Can you imagine the level of care that they have to us, or predicaments, what is happening right now? I tell you that there is fire in Nigeria, yet the people with the fire extinguishers are probably watching TV and admiring the fire. How many persons more are going to die? How many of us are just born to die? You know, many people that died today were part of those who felt sorry for those that died the day before yesterday. Or yesterday, and you know, just that same chain of victims upon victims losing their lives and sad stories upon sad stories. And no one is actually feeling sad. I mean, those that have the power to change this pattern of sadness, just look on. I tell you, care about people. Start this journey of love and learn to spread it, because to live really is to love. Yet we are living such a loveless life that every other thing is given so much value, and the one thing that is the start of all, which is life, is such, I don't know, such pettiness and trivialty to us. It's not given that importance that it so very much deserves. That we are 200 million in this country doesn't mean that we can afford to lose 10 every day. I mean, what is going to be left in a year or two? people are dying like chickens, and we have leaders that sit still and just watch this. So I ask again, how many more people are just born to die? Really, it's a matter of the conscience. The ability for all of us to come back from that uncaring place that we have been and choose to show sympathy. I mean, a lot is happening, and this country is on the bad side of fortune. Dark days and dark times. We need people to start to decide individually to give more than they take. To give love, to become patriotic citizens, to have the love of the country in your heart, to genuinely wish for the betterment of this country. Because in our own ways, believe it or not, we have a part to play. And there's a mighty role for the leaders, of course. And I'm telling each and every one of us independently to start to think solution-minded for this country. The way forward, there are platforms to air your opinions and to clamor and push for what you know is right. It's been years and years and years of the same pattern of government, the same problems and headaches and stories and victimizations. It is about time we change our tactics and choose love. Choose to give love, to start to care, become involved in this movement. I am happy to see the movement that is going on, because it shows that the level of care is gradually increasing to what it ought to be. We must want unity to be able to attain it. And you cannot get unity if you don't care about the person that is right next to you, that lives next to you. Because at the end of the day, when you do get that unity, you're going to live with that person, right? So I tell us to please, amidst all of this that is happening, as we pray and as we fight and stand for what we want, let us also begin to choose to love, to choose to care, to give as much as we can and not want anything back. Because really what we need is a billion tons of love pushed into this country from every angle, in every sector, from every part, in every state, from everywhere. If it can rain love, it will be a beautiful sight, a beautiful thing. Because love heals, and Nigeria needs healing. Love unites. Love forgives. Love is the beginning of the chapter that we are headed for. There is a country in the west coast of Africa. A green, white, green flag soaked in fresh young blood. There is a country that needs love. But that is it for today, guys. Thank you for staying with me till this point. Taking into consideration all that has been told to me concerning the podcast, I've tried to work on making it better and convenient for my listeners. And thank you for everyone that got back to me on what they thought I could do better. I really appreciate it. Now, concerning this episode, I hope that you learned something. I hope that you're moved in some way. I hope that I am able to open your eyes to a certain angle that you can approach this. Even as we tweet and create awareness, let us remember to pray for Nigeria. These are really trying times and dark days. Many have died We can only pray that none of this gets close to us, and that we save as many as we can. Till next time, guys. I'm still Vintage, and please miss me for the next 7 days till you hear from me again. Bye.